This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that China and Russia both posed urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Speaking in Brussels after talks with NATO foreign ministers, Blinken said both Russia and China are adding to their military might in dangerous ways.
Beijing's military ambitions are growing by the year. Coupled with the realities of modern technology, the challenges that once seemed half a world away are no longer remote. We also see this in the new military capabilities and strategies Russia has developed to challenge our alliances and undermine the rules-based order that ensures our collective security.
The Secretary of State said President Joe Biden's administration is fully committed to NATO, adding now was a time when alliances were needed maybe more than ever. Facebook says hackers in China used fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. The tech company said Wednesday that it had uncovered the covert, sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. It says the hackers created fake Facebook accounts and fake websites with apps intended to appeal to a Uyghur audience. The accounts and sites contained malicious links that would infect the victim's computer or smartphone with spyware. In all, fewer than 500 people were targeted among the Uyghur community in China, as well as in countries including the United States. Facebook linked the hackers to two Chinese tech firms. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow was off 0.01%, the S&P dropped 0.55%,